you haven't read the 25th Amendment to the Constitution lately, perhaps you should. That's the one dealing with presidential and vice presidential succession. No one in authority is saying so, not publicly at least, but a lot of people are thinking it. Vice President Agnew remains in deep trouble. His news conference was a tour de force. Mr. Agnew received high marks everywhere for his courage, his appearance of candor, and the way he handled the whole thing. But evidence and testimony against him continues to be gathered. Indications are it centers on possible federal tax law violations. Federal prosecutors don't send letters that a person is under investigation unless they are nearing the point of asking for an indictment. Aides and friends of Mr. Agnew are trying to make it appear that, quote, they are out to get him. They, it is said, have been trying to get President Nixon. Now they are trying to get the vice president. The argument won't wash. Point one, nobody really says who they are supposed to be. Point two, if by they are meant radicals, liberals, Democrats, Nixon haters, and the media, nothing in the case of Vice President Agnew could be further from the truth. For it is a Republican federal prosecutor, brother to a Republican United States senator, a prosecutor appointed by President Nixon, who is pursuing the case and who sent the letter. The testimony and evidence so far has come from people who were Agnew friends and supporters, and who did business with him over the years. The media did not uncover the story before the federal prosecutor's letter went out. Point three, President Nixon has not said one word publicly expressing support for the vice president. Mr. Agnew has not been indicted for anything, much less convicted, and he is entitled to full presumption of innocence until and unless he is, or unless he admits to something illegal or unethical or both, which he has not. He has said flatly that he is innocent, but he also said that he hasn't made up his mind whether to turn over his full financial records. If Mr. Agnew were any other citizen, with the exception of a president, he already would have been forced to turn over those records. That brings the question front and center. If Mr. Agnew is absolutely innocent as he claims, and, as he says, has, quote, nothing to hide, then why has he so far kept his financial records hidden, hidden behind the shield of the vice presidency of the United States? No well-meaning person wants to, and none should, jump to conclusions about the answer. But if Mr. Agnew, who by his own account already has had most of a year to think through his defense, doesn't answer the question soon, to satisfaction, a lot of people are going to be studying the 25th Amendment to the Constitution. Article 2 under the 25th Amendment says, when there is a vacancy in the office of the vice president, the president shall nominate a vice president who shall take office upon confirmation by a majority vote of both houses of Congress. President Nixon and most Americans hope Mr. Nixon won't have to act under that article. What Mr. Nixon has decided or will decide on the basis of the evidence and Mr. Agnew's own actions is unknown. What is known is that the president and his most trusted aides already have had to lay plans in case they are forced to do what just a few short weeks ago would have been the unthinkable. Now, please, this message.
It's a great country, no matter where you go. And get the kind of product you can trust to Texaco.
Texaco interrupts this commercial to introduce a fantastic new mileage ingredient. You. Yes, you. Because the way you drive can do more to give you better gasoline mileage than any special additive ever could. So drive slowly. Start slowly. Use your air conditioner sparingly. Get tune-ups. Check your tire pressure. And watch your mileage go up. Don't forget, you are the best mileage ingredient you can put in your car. And you don't cost a penny extra.
So for products you can trust, you can trust your car to the man who is the star. For the kind of product that can take care of your car at every Texaco station, clean across the nation. You can trust your car to the man who is the star. The big, bright Texaco star.
My name is Rather. Thank you for joining us. The name of the program is First Line Report. It comes from CBS News.